Hey, brothers and sisters, this is Elizabeth Marie with Lottery 333. I have many warnings to share with you today, important, urgent warnings, so please stay with me to the very end of the video so you can hear all of them. The Lord has been showing me that besides the wars that are here and are coming, there are going to be many disasters in different places of the earth right now. And what I was shown was this, that during these times of wars and disasters and the world becoming unhinged, that this is when we're going to see the Antichrist rising and coming on the scene to bring his solutions out of chaos. I heard this. This is a word I heard from the Lord a few weeks ago. I heard the war is a setup for the coming of the Antichrist. I'll say it again. The war is a setup for the coming of the Antichrist. He will come to proclaim that he is the answer to all the world's problems, the wars, the rumors of wars, the pestilences, and the economic woes. Essentially, he is going to deceive most of those on the earth because they will be so desperate for his help and answers. He will be welcomed by those who do not have ears to hear or eyes to see spiritually, and this includes many Christians, unfortunately. However, he is a trap. He is a snare. He is much like a spider in a spider web that catches its prey. The Antichrist will be the incarnate of Satan, just as Jesus is the incarnate of the Almighty God. The Antichrist's greatest desire and Satan's greatest desire is to be God. And he wants to displace the true God by fooling people into worshiping him. And since he cannot sit on the throne of God in heaven, which is what he covets God's throne. Instead, brothers and sisters, he is setting up one here on earth. He is setting up a counterfeit throne and a counterfeit kingdom. And he will have all the power of Satan upon him. So he will seem invincible. However, he is only a created being, and he is absolutely no match for the Lord God Almighty. Now, on November 5th, 2023, I heard this four times during the day. The Holy Spirit whispered in my ear four times. This is what he whispered. He whispered Psalms 46. Psalms 46. Now, this is highly unusual for me to hear scripture being whispered in my ear that many times in one day. I knew that the Lord had something serious to say to us through that psalm. Psalm 46, brothers and sisters, is a warning from God, and I urge you to go read it on your own. It addresses a couple of things. First, it addresses about the time of disasters that are coming upon the world. It reports these things: earth shaking, mountains being removed, waters roaring, nations raging, kingdoms being removed, and the earth melting. And when you look at those things, this is what it comes down to. These verses point to earthquakes, tsunamis, fires, possibly nukes, wars, and the removal of nations. Now, if you look at Psalms 46:10, you're going to see something that the Lord showed me about the Antichrist. Because the Antichrist wants to be God. And this is what it says in Psalms 46:10. It says, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth." Well, this has a dual meaning. The Lord showed me this. Because Satan is going to want to make people be still and know that he is God. He is going to make people want to be exalt the Antichrist in the nations and the Antichrist to be exalted in the earth. So this, I believe, is also a sign of the Antichrist coming in those days. A few months ago, back in August, the end of August, August 22nd, many of you remember a video that I put out. It was an urgent warning that I had received, and the Lord told me to tell you all to get prepared, both physically and spiritually, for what is coming. what I heard from the Lord, something big was coming. I wasn't sure what it was. However, the Lord did say that it was something that no one was expecting. Now, if you have not seen that video yet, I will have the link down below in the description box so you can check it out. And also, if you haven't already, please click the subscribe button and ring the bell so you will be updated on any future prophetic warnings. And please share these warnings with your friends and family and the platforms that you are on so we can get the word out. I thank you very much for that. So in this video that the Lord, the word that the Lord gave me concerning something big was coming, I believe that that is what is now happening in Israel and in the Middle East, and that this is just the beginning of the something big that the Lord told us was coming. What is happening in Israel, I believe, is going to start an uptick of natural disasters, brothers and sisters. I know this sounds strange, but what is happening, there is going to be a connection between what is happening in Israel and what happens with natural disasters coming forth all over the world. And many will say that these disasters are coming and they're going to blame it on everything else except for on the hand of the Lord. And they're going to explain all these disasters away. But however, know this. Know that it is the Lord God Almighty that allows them to come. For instance, do you all remember the Hurricane of Katrina? Many people said that this was a planned event, but if we look what was going on behind the scenes with Israel at the time, we will see that Hurricane Katrina and what happened to Israel are connected, because the very same day that the then President of the United States started removing the settlements from Gaza, it was that same day that Hurricane Katrina started forming into a tropical depression. Now, to understand this further, I don't want to get into any more details, but there is a really good article that will go into this in detail so you will understand this connection a lot better, and I will have it in the description box down below, so please check it out. So, what the Lord has also shown me, brothers and sisters, is that these disasters and wars that are coming are part of Jacob's trouble. In Jeremiah 30, verse 7, it says this, "Alas, for the day is that day is great, so that none is like it. It is a time of Jacob's trouble, and he will be saved out of it." Brothers and sisters, I believe what's going on in this world right now, we're going to see it more and more and more as we see the disasters in the war unfold. I believe this is all part of this Jacob's trouble that started in Israel. Also, if we look at the scriptures, especially the Old Testament, we can see a pattern happening. The pattern is that Israel was judged for her idolatry and her rebellion. But we must remember this. This is the pattern. Even though the Lord brought judgment on Israel, he also brought judgments on those who came against Israel, against his people, and against the dividing of the land. We can read about that in several scriptures. I'll just read one of them now to you. It's in Joel 3, 1 through 2. It says, "For behold, in those days and at that time, when I bring back the captives of Judah and Jerusalem, I will also gather all nations and bring them down to the valley of Jehoshaphat, and I will enter into judgment with them, with them there, on account of my people, my heritage, Israel, whom they have scattered among the nations, and they have also divided up my land." So brothers and sisters, please go, like I said, and read the rest of the scriptures. They're in my blog and the links down below for you. So knowing what the Lord is warning us about, that we are going to continue to see these wars, we're going to continue to see disasters, and we're going to see them get greater and greater. How then, brothers and sisters, should we pray? Well, I'm just going to list four quick things that came to my mind. Pray that you have your eyes and ears wide open spiritually so you can be in the spirit realm and you can see what's happening now. So pray for discernment. Pray not to be deceived by the devil, who is the father of lies. but pray to walk in the spirit of truth and discernment. Pray for the protection of God's people and His remnant ones in these last days and their families. And pray for the plans of Satan to be thwarted, hindered, blocked, and destroyed by the very light of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.